about it, dog. And so, yes, yesterday he...
Bit.
A man. And in fact, he has...
Bitten.
Several people, right. Okay, now, what is it on the farm that we use to mate with the cow?
To mate with what?
To mate with the cow.
Oh, to mate, breed.
Mm-hmm. What animal do we, what animal mates with the cow?
A bull.
Right. And are there any other things that you call a bull? Are there any other words you'd use?
Let me see. Any other word?
Mm-hmm.
Male.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I guess turning this around, we would say the animal that we milk
is a cow.
Right. And give me just some different kinds of cows.
Holstein.
Mm-hmm. And you have some. Go ahead.
And Jersey.
Uh-huh. And do you have any particular preference for dairy and beef, whatever? Do you like?
Yes, I'd like either Holstein or Jersey for a milk cow.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Angus for beef.
Okay, that's very good. What kind of terms do you use for animals, work them in tandem or working together? What do you say? What kind of words, what kind of terms do you use for, say, some mules working together? In tandem, right.
In tandem.
Like we had two mules and they were working together, which then you would say, well, how would you describe them? What general term?
A pair.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. And if you had more than one, you would have several.
Several.
You would have several.
Pairs.
Right. And what do we call the we went out at the stadium. Sometimes we go to see a baseball game, and there are two opposing
teams.
Right. Okay. Now, what kind of animal is it that is very much related to the jackass? What is this animal called?
Oh, let's see. I should know that.
We were just talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's a very stubborn animal.
Oh, mercy. That would be, a mule?
Mm-hmm. Say that for me one more time.
Mule.
Okay.
I should have thought of that first.
Let's see, are there any other words you use instead of mule sometimes?
That stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever had any?
Yes.
And I guess your lasting impression of them is they're stubborn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to talk about a cow giving birth to a calf. If a cow were giving birth to a calf, and the cow's name was Daisy, well then we might say Daisy is going to...
Have.
Say that for me one more time.
Have.
Okay. And are there any other terms you use for an animal giving birth to its offspring? Are there any other terms you use?
Let's see.
Do you ever use freshen?
Yes.
Come fresh?
Uh-huh.
You use these?
Okay. Yes.